So, good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Francis, and we're here to talk about your experiences with the library.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Why don't you start off by telling us what comes to mind when you think about Multnomah County Library?
Reading. I'm a ravenous reader of English Lit, and so my use of the library is mostly checking out novels. A lot of novels.
Mm-hmm.
So my family, my husband and my son, use the library a lot. We come and go from our Woodstock branch often, and really can't get enough of it.
Okay. Is that where you grew up too, in the Woodstock neighborhood?
I grew up in St. Helens.
Oh, okay.
Or then just down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
And moved into Portland to go to Portland State. So first started using Central Library
mm-hmm.
at Portland State, when I was at Portland State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we've been in the Woodstock neighborhood now for like 17 years
mm-hmm.
or so, and come and go from there a lot.
Mm-hmm. The library's always been part of your life?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
And we don't joke around my kids so much anymore because he's 15 and might be offended, but we joked for a while that we had a kid so that we could have another hold on the library website because we were maxing out our hold slots.
Uh-huh.
My husband mostly gets music, and so he uses up a lot of hold slots with the music, and I put books on there.
Is it your son or your daughter? Are they also?
My son, he's 15, and uh-huh. and also a reader and big user of the library.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Did he start as a reader in the library? Was he part of the early reading programs?
Yes, we would come down after he was born. From the time he was a newborn, brought him downtown to this library for the Saturday morning kids reading in the children's library here.
Tell us about that. What was that like?
It was fun. It was always the same group of parents about our age. Sing songs, read books, blow bubbles.
Hmm.
And then we would just check out kids' books by the dozen, really.
Mm-hmm.
And
you would go through that many books in a week?
Well,
easily.
We would, you know, do a lot of reading.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Well, maybe a ridiculous amount, but
uh-huh.
a lot of books.
Okay. And what kind of a reader is he turned into now?
He's a great reader. He's a really strong reader, likes to read. And he's a straight-A student at Cleveland, so.
Oh, wow.
We could credit reading to him for that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I do, anyway.
mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. And about English literature, do you have particular novels or authors that you like to?
Gabriel Garcia Marquez comes to mind right away.
Mm-hmm.
Naipaul, I really enjoy mm-hmm. quite a lot.
Yes, Naipaul, yeah.
And those two are the two authors that I've probably read all of their books by. Pretty much I'm all over the board otherwise, but I've stuck to pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a long time reading through the Modern Library's 100 top books of the last 100 years. So I've pretty much read
mm-hmm.
that list and branched off from other authors that mm-hmm. I read on that.
How did you find that list? Where is that?
It was published in the New York Times in like 99
mm-hmm.
and I cut it out of the paper and had it in my purse for so long that it disintegrated in my purse. And
mm-hmm.
Actually I work for a publisher, and there was a kid that recently in the office that was there for the Bring Your Kids to Work Day
mm-hmm.
asking if I needed anything laminated. He was just looking for jobs, and I had him laminate a new copy of my top 100 books list.
Because now it's
I've
permanent.
Gone through so many of them. I could have that tattooed, I suppose. But I'm about through the list now. So.
Ah, okay. Maybe that's for the other arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you mentioned tattoo. Tell us about that.
Well, I got a tattoo 20 years ago or so when I graduated from college. And had been thinking about getting something else when the 20th anniversary of that was coming up. And both my husband and I were downtown for work, and so on our way home, we were always dropping off or picking up something at the library, something that was due or was on hold. And we always argued about what time the library closed that day. Mm-hmm. And trying to figure out what day it was. And I always said, I'm going to have the hours tattooed on my arm. And then decided that because of budget cuts and whatnot, the hours changed so much that that'd be a mess after a while.
That's right.
So I worked for another publisher downtown. I got laid off after 16 years and decided, okay, this is a good time to maybe go get that tattoo, and decided on my library card seemed the most reasonable.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad the listening audience can't actually see it on your arm there. It's very impressive.
It's just
on your right forearm just there.
Just my library card.
Yep.
I had to have a graphic artist friend kind of modify it a bit. The scan on the card is actually, the barcode is too narrow, and the tattoo artist that I was going to said that if I did it, he could do the actual card, but that after a while the barcode would just be a solid block.
Right.
And that the lines should be further apart. So I had a friend modify it a bit.
Mm.
And went and had it done. The guy who did it said that he declared it the weirdest tattoo he'd ever done. Which I thought was very funny, because he had a star tattooed over his eye. So for somebody who had a star on their face and a whole head full of tattoos to tell me that my library card was the weirdest tattoo he'd ever done.
That's very unique. I've not heard of that one before. That's really unique. That's very nice. But it won't scan, though, unfortunately.
It will not scan.
It won't scan, yeah.
The Woodstock librarians have tried to quite often.
Uh-huh.
Because I think they really want it.
So you've showed it to them. Have you showed it to them at Central here?
No, I don't think so.
You should. You should. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go back in terms of maybe some of your first memories of the library. You said you grew up in St. Helens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Memories of the library there?
Sure. That's where it all started, right?
There's just was one small library, of course, in St. Helens, and we went fairly often, I guess, but my folks weren't huge readers at the time or didn't have time, and so it wasn't like a regular every weekend kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think I have stronger memories of the library in my elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really until I moved into Portland and started using the library here and going to school that it became so much more of a thing in my life.
Mm-hmm. And you spread your time between downtown library and Woodstock library, is that?
Yeah, well, when I was at PSU, we regularly used the central library, but then we moved out to Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 17 years ago or so. So it's mm-hmm. mostly there.
Has that library changed much over the last
when
decade
we first
and a half?
Moved out there, it was an older building that was maybe there only a year after we lived in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then they tore it down and built the one that's there now. It's a beautiful library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you like most about that branch?
I think I like most that it's kind of small, I think. I think it's maybe a little bit too small for the neighborhood
mm-hmm.
or for the use there. So when I go there, it's packed. It seems like it's always bustling
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to find a parking spot. It's hard to find room for your bike in the bike rack.
Mm-hmm.
The street that it's on is narrow and there's parking on both sides, so only one car can. So it just feels so active to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because it's too small, but it also feels
uh-huh.
really used, and
uh-huh.
I really love going by it on a weekend morning and seeing people lined up out front.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why people are lined up
uh-huh.
an hour before the library opens, but
that
there are
really
always
an hour,
people
huh?
lined up, mm. and like mm. they're waiting for concert tickets or something, and it just tickles me
uh-huh.
that they want to get in so
that
badly.
It's potentially as popular as exactly. as a concert. Yeah, that is nice to hear. That is nice to hear. Yeah, is that something you would change with that branch if you could make it larger or?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it needs to be, but I think it would take away the bustling and the busyness mm-hmm. of it.
It's a little bit more intimate in a neighborhood setting like that
exactly.
to have a smaller building too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you said you had some notes there too about things that you wanted to bring to the conversation.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I've just thinking about the summer reading and doing that with my son and really liking that.
Mm. Talk about that for a little bit then.
Well, he did that from the time he was born in November, and we signed him up for summer reading that first summer, which is probably kind of ridiculous, but so he did it mm-hmm. for so many years, and we got all the prizes and all the T-shirts. And
oh, you have a collection of all the T-shirts?
Yes.
Yeah,
now
we
I'm
do, too.
I'm trying to talk him into being a volunteer there for the summer. He's 15 and could volunteer.
Okay.
So
is he going to do that, you think?
He's not quite sure that he wants to. I think he's a little bit too shy. But
we'll see. It'd be a nice way to actually get out and meet more people.
I think so, too. He knows the routine. I don't know.
What were some of the fondest memories of that summer reading, besides the nice T-shirts? And
Well, I think that he really did. I know that people have criticized it, saying that you shouldn't offer prizes for kids to read, that reading should be its own reward, and I know that that's true, but it was always very exciting to go and pick out of the box for the summer reading prizes. And
what were some of those? I don't recall myself.
There were little yo-yos and mm-hmm. erasers and mm-hmm. little notepads and that kind of thing. Trinkets, really, but mm-hmm. always exciting. And
kids love that.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
getting a present. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Do you use any of the library services outside of the branch, online, or?
Other than just putting books on hold, mm-hmm. I don't really. I think that my husband has now done some of the downloads, the audiobook downloads mm-hmm. from the website, but I haven't tried it. I have never done an audiobook, so.
How, you mean on the Kindles, or?
You're listening to.
Oh, listening
yeah.
to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he gets some of those off the website.
Do you use those on trips, or is that part of going to work, or how
He's
does he?
He's a delivery driver.
Ah,
and so
okay.
he gets them and listens to them during the day at work.
Oh, that must make his job a lot
yeah.
more pleasant.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if he has to drive around here. It's,
yeah, exactly. So, but other than that, I have to say my reading time has been cut down so much. I work for another publisher now that's in Gresham mm-hmm. and ride my bike back and forth. And my reading time used to be coming downtown on the bus and the mm-hmm. 2 hours a day on the bus. But so mm-hmm. now that I'm back and forth out there.
Much harder to do on a bicycle.
Yeah, I don't read so much on the bike.
Ah, so when do you save time for reading? Is that?
It's in the evening.
In the evenings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, if you had 2 hours a day to every day to read on the bus, now not
yeah.
having that 2 hours really cuts into the
Is your
time.
Preference for electronic reading, or do you like the old paper?
Oh, definitely a paper book.
A paper
yeah.
person?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Are there any things about the library that you'd change? I know we asked that before, but
I don't, not that I can think of. Mm-hmm. I think that the funding is always nerve-wracking, and my understanding now is that the funding is a lot more secure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, if anything, making certain that there's always library funds to go around would be that. But that's another thing that I've always loved about Portland and the library is that when the measures come up for the library, they pass. It's for the most part, I think people across the board appreciate the library, and I think it's the most Portlandia sort of thing about Portland that Powell's likes to think that they're the Portlandiest thing, but I think it's the library.
The library has it, than them, yeah. Well, what would you recommend the library look at in terms of getting support from the community to keep its funding and keep it growing?
Just offering a wide variety of services, which I think they do very well. The computers and classes and all that stuff that gets people into the library, aside from just coming in to get a novel. I think that having it be a community center is really key to that. And I think that Multnomah County Library does that very well.
Now, I know you said that it's always been an important part of your life and your family, but have you ever had friends that you've had to convince to use the library?
I think it's because I live in this little bubble of having always worked in publishing. Everybody I work with are readers and users of the library and supporters of books and publishing. So I'm in this little pocket of library lovers.
That must be a nice world to be
it
part
is.
Of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they support the libraries too,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And you probably, there's people that you work with that are from all over the county that are all affiliated with one branch or another. And
Yeah. They're all spread out across town and for the most part have moved here from other places. And all talk about how great the library system is, that it's better than wherever they came from. And
do you have any Do you have any funny stories to share from people's experiences, or even your own, or your family's?
Oh, I don't know. About other libraries?
Or just about your own experience at the library. I mean, you know, meeting an unusual librarian or having a funny experience there, or, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. One thing I thought of when looking through here, it's what's your worst memory of the library. One day we rode our bikes to the Woodstock Library and locked the bikes up outside, but didn't take the time to lock our bike trailer up because we were just turning in books. We were only in for just 2 minutes, probably.
Came
out and our trailer was stolen.
Oh, that's so sad.
So that was a sad library story. My son cried and cried. We went back in and Harold was crying and crying, and the librarian shushed him, and then he cried more. It was just terrible.
Oh, that's terrible. And you never got it back. No. Was it one of the little wheeled carts that you can put behind a bike?
Yeah.
Was that his seat?
Yeah.
Which was also the library cart?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so sad.
We put up signs at the library and everything, but we never got it back.
Yeah, I've never seen a sign on a phone pole for a lost cart, for lost kittens and dogs, but not for a lost cart. Well, I hope whoever took it has good use of it.
Right. You know, we always said that, what did my son say? They were a dirty dog that lived in the sewer or something. He had really imagined that they were the worst of the worst that would steal a bike from the library.
Pretty low down to do that, I would agree. Yeah.
But the Central Library I've always found fascinating for people watching. It's always nice. Just this morning, sitting out front, watching people come and go. It sounds silly, but I just love it. I love everything about it.
It is a great place to people watch, isn't it?
Yeah. When I came, it wasn't opened yet, and the crowd on the steps. There's a group of people waiting to get in again, like they're gonna buy tickets for a concert or.
Yes.
Something. And
I was out there, too, and I heard four different languages being spoken,
so
that was kind of nice. Yeah.
I love it. I love being in a long line at the Woodstock Library to check out books and seeing the books come and go.
So it sounds obvious, but it sounds like the library has really made a difference in your life. How would you say it's changed your life?
Well, it's supplied me with plenty of books that have it had big impacts on me. I mostly associate it with that, I guess, is what I've checked out from the library and have been able to get my hands on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like both of you have been really diligent parents in terms of starting your son out early and reading and actually boosting his education.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's that. It's a building in our neighborhood that we can walk to in 10 minutes that has most everything we need, the movies, the music, and the books.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you get most of your movies then from the
Get a lot of.
Okay.
We're always amazed that whoever does the buying for the library, their taste in music and movies is great.
And you make suggestions, too, for purchases.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah. We do that often, too.
Yeah. And then they get them. It's
amazing. Yeah. They really do have great, great selections of things, even though you sometimes have to wait.
Right.
I don't mind that, but.
Right. Yeah. My husband has a really eclectic music love. And he'll suggest what I think is a really oddball thing. I can't imagine that anybody else would be wanting it. And eventually it shows up here.
What would you call oddball?
Oh, just something I've never heard of, something that he read an obscure review about and have looked for to buy and not found. And
it just sounds similar to what my wife says about my music tastes. So. Yeah, good. Well, it's nice to have that kind of diversity in the family, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I'm sure you've exposed each other to new artists and new books and new music, too, which is...
Well, I've twisted his arm into reading a lot of books that he probably wouldn't read
if
it weren't for me, and likewise on the music and books for him, too. He reads a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Excellent. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover that we haven't talked about?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to really thank you for being part of this. It's been exciting hearing your stories and seeing the tattoo. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're welcome.